Welcome to Perek Vav of Sefer Kehelet. The Tlamo Alach says a stillborn is luckier than a healthy person. That's an unbelievable statement. He says that a child can at least enjoy one world in his Olam Haba, but the selfish don't enjoy anything. They don't enjoy this world. They're definitely not going to enjoy the next world. Wisdom, again, is more valuable than wealth. It's foolish to hoard wealth rather than spend it on enjoyable things. Man can achieve greatness in life, but has to remember that life is short. Only, says the Ibn Ezra, paraphrasing Shlomo HaMelech, explaining, only lucky few understand the meaning of life and not the illusions of futility. What Shlomo HaMelech is painting over here is the trappings of the physical world. Now, what the Yetzer Hara does in trying to warp priorities and perceptions, it is important to note that the Vilna Gaon, in fact, the Siach Yitzchak, who's a commentary on the Siddur of the Vilna Gaon, he says there's two Yetzer Haras we have. There's a spiritual Yetzer Hara that just tries to attack any spiritual goals. It tries to make us independent. I don't need Hashem. I've got my own things. That keep well away from. There's also a physical Yetzer Hara, which is just a product of the fact that we're in the physical world. In other words, we have certain drives for warmth, for survival, for food, for shelter. These are products of us being physical. These don't need to be avoided. They can be uplifted. They can be utilized. They can be redirected. They can be channeled. You know, v'ahavta t'Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha is b'shnei yitzrecha yitzatev yitzahara. That one can be directed, uplifted, channeled. When we have shelter, we have a house, mezuzah. You eat food, bracha. You know, all these physical things, those that, you know, they're drives which are there to make sure we survive. Of course, if we overindulge, then we'll sink within them, but they can be channeled when used correctly. That's the sixth parak, sorry, of Megillas Kohelet.